I have a brief statement. The press is destroying America. Okay, let's see who we got here today. Stretch. Sir Nerdlington. Sloppy Joe. Terry Lemon Moran Pie. Oh. Doubting Thomas, always a pleasure. And Suzanne Mal, hello! Yes.
Will the vice president be available soon to answer all questions himself?
I've already addressed that question. You.
Walter Cronkite, the noted CBS anchor.
No, he's the former CBS anchor. Katie Couric is the anchor of the CBS Evening News. By the way, how do you guys feel about that? You tousled hair, guy in the back. Are you happy about Katie Couric taking over the CBS Evening News?
No, sir, Mr. Colbert. Are you?
Oh, look, we woke David Gregory up. David, you have a question?
Did Carl Rove commit a crime?
I don't know. I'll ask him. Carl, pay attention, please.
Do you stand by your statement from the fall of 2003 when you were asked specifically about Carl and Elliot Abrams and Scooter Libby, and you said, I've gone to each of those gentlemen, and they have told me they are not involved in this. Do you stand by that statement?
Nah, I was just kidding.
No, you're not finishing. You're not saying anything. You stood at that podium and said...
That's where you're wrong. New podium. Just had it delivered today. Get your facts straight, David.
This is ridiculous. The notion that you're going to stand before us after having commented with that level of detail and tell people watching this that somehow you've decided not to talk, you've got to...
I'm sorry. What's that, David? If I can't hear you, I can't answer your question. I'm sorry. I have to move on. Yes. Terry.
After the investigation began, after the criminal investigation was underway, you said, all of a sudden you have respect for the sanctity of the criminal investigation?
No, I never had any respect for the sanctity of a criminal investigation. Activist judges. Yes, Helen.
You're going to be sorry.
What are you going to do, Helen? Ask me for a recipe?
Your decision to invade Iraq has caused the deaths of thousands of Americans and Iraqis. Wounds of Americans and Iraqis for a lifetime.
Okay,
every reason given publicly, at least, has turned out not to be true.
I don't think...
My question is, why did you really want to go to war?
Helen, I'm going to stop you right there.
You stepped into
That's
the
enough.
White House. Cabinet officers, intelligent people, and so forth. Mm-hmm. What was your real reason?
Sorry, Helen, I'm moving on.
When did the president
resume? Guys, no, I already said no.
Can you tell us, can you now ask
the vice president made a decision?
Guys, please don't let Helen do this to what was a lovely day.
Now the Grove has essentially
president's own press operation.
No, I'm not listening to you.
He's aware.
Look what you did, Helen. I hate you.
There is a wall here.
Told me that. Reeks in there. Ridiculous. I've never been so insulted in my entire life. Stupid job. Stop asking why we invaded Iraq.
Hey, why did we invade Iraq?
No! Come on.
Thank you. Lincoln.
Got it. Oh, God. Trip, Danny. Take me home.
Buckle up, hon.
No!
Helen Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Smith, members of the White House Correspondents Association, Madam First Lady, Mr. President, it's been a true honor. Thank you very much. Good night.